This is KUT. Getting your hair cut or dyed in a salon can be expensive, hundreds of dollars depending on what you're getting done. But if you're willing to let aspiring cosmetologists at a small salon in South Austin practice their skills on your head, you could save yourself some money. KUT's Kate McGee went under the scissors at this newly renovated salon.
I'm sitting in a black leather salon chair talking to Jennifer, my hairstylist for the day. We're discussing how I want to cut my hair.
What kind of hairstyle you would like? Do you want it?
So I kind of would like, I think some dead ends. It's been a while since I got my hair cut.
Yeah.
So I would like all the dead ends cut off, like maybe a couple inches. I don't know how many.
How many inches would you like?
It sounds like a normal hair salon, buzzing razors. Across the room, someone is getting their hair washed. And there are lots of blow dryers. But this isn't your regular hair salon. For one, all of the employees are teenagers. And two, the salon is inside a high school.
Hello, my name is Jennifer Ayala, and I'm a senior in cosmetology and Crockett High School.
Crockett High School is one of more than 100 high schools across Texas that offer a cosmetology certification program. Starting their sophomore year, students like Jennifer learn how to cut and dye hair, give manicures and pedicures, waxing, and more.
Cosmetology is a career. It's just not like playing with hair.
People, for some reason in our industry, assume that we're just the students are just applying makeup on each other and cutting hair. And we actually have a very rigorous high academic standard to where the terminology is high medical scientific terminology.
That's Ida Villarreal, the cosmetology instructor at Crockett.
We hand out our textbooks to the science teachers, which at first their jaws drop when they realize how academic and scientific our curriculum is.
Students must complete 1,000 hours of beauty courses and 500 hours of related high school courses.
Chemistry, biology, anatomy, physiology.
They learn how to identify and treat skin disorders and how to adjust a haircut to look good on all different heads. As Jennifer cuts my hair, she describes these differences.
Like, see right here?
Jennifer points to the top back portion of my head.
Some people can have it bigger, like they can have the crown like wider, and when you're cutting the hair, when it falls down, you can cut more than they want to. So you have to know about the hair structure and everything. And the more you know, the better of a hair stylist you can be.
They also use geometry. Certain hairstyles need to be cut at certain angles. Students must also take a written exam and a timed skills test. If she passes, Jennifer will graduate high school with a certificate and can immediately start working in a salon debt-free. Villarreal says that's huge.
Cosmetology is like college. Outside of high school, this course will cost up to $24,000, so people get in debt to do this.
Jennifer says the program has taught her more than how to cut hair. It's helped her open up. Jennifer says she likes that her teacher, Villarreal, expects a lot of her students.
She treats us like adults. That's something that other teachers won't do. Like, they will baby you. They will do things for you. She doesn't. She goes, you know what? You're going to do this because you're your own person.
Villarreal says it's great that her cosmetology students are learning a skill before they even graduate high school. But she says today's employers want graduates who have soft skills, too.
People who show up to work, show up on time, who are accountable, who are responsible, who work with others well, who step up to the plate where they're not having to tell their employees every little thing to do. And that's what the employers need nowadays, and that's what they're asking for.
My haircut takes more than an hour, Jennifer says. She's gotten faster, but she's still learning. Villarreal stands next to her as she removes the cape from around my neck.
Here we go. Voila.
All right.
Voila. Beautiful. Feel your hair.
Oh my gosh, it looks wonderful. Thank you so much. It does feel very soft.
Next year, high school students across the Austin Public School District can take cosmetology too. It's part of the district's shared services model, which lets students take classes at other high schools if their home high school doesn't offer it. And the class is growing. Only 9 seniors are graduating this spring, but 50 sophomores entered the cosmetology certification program this school year. Kate McGee, KUT News.